Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 19th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of April the 30th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. April 30th. The demand for equality has two sources. One of them is among the noblest, the other is the basis of human emotions. The noble source is the desire for fair play, but the other source is the hatred of superiority. From Democratic Education, an essay in Present Concerns, first published in Time and Tide on April 29th, 1944. May 1st. Screwtape's Observation of Humans. Thanks to processes which we set at work in them centuries ago, they find it all but impossible to believe in the unfamiliar while the familiar is before their eyes. From The Screwtape Letters, No. 1, also published as Chapter 1 in The Screwtape Letters. Originally published in The Guardian on May 2nd, 1941. May 2nd. For what you see and hear depends a good deal on where you are standing. It also depends on what sort of person you are. Stated by the narrator in The Magician's Nephew, Chapter 10, published May 2nd, 1955. May 3rd. There are two kinds of self-hatred which looks rather alike in their early stages, but of which one is wrong from the beginning and the other right to the end. From Two Ways with the Self, an essay in God and the Dock, first published in The Guardian on May 3rd, 1940. May 4th. Yes, it is sometimes hard to obey St. Paul's rejoice. We must try to take life moment by moment. The actual present is usually pretty tolerable, I think, if only we refrain from adding to its burden that of the past and of the future. From Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated May 2nd, 1962. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. May 5th. The Christian must wage endless war against the clamor of ego as ego, but he loves and approves selves as such, though not their sins. From Two Ways with the Self, an essay in God and the Dock, first published in The Guardian on May 3rd, 1940. May 6th. God knows quite well how hard we find it to love Him, more than anyone or anything else, and He won't be angry with us as long as we are trying, and He will help us. From A Letter to Felinda King, dated May 6th, 1955, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this with others.